throne.
Right now, though, it is time for someone that warms the cockles of our heart every Monday morning at this time, or just about every Monday morning. That is Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh, you're putting it on. I'll take it. It's a nice way to start the week. So, well, once again, we just have to focus on the high school and the region on the grading system, because that is what is making news these days.
Yep.
We've had the kids talking about it. We've had the parents, the community members. And now there's a teacher who got up at a board meeting in Sharon last week and asked for the board to please support the teachers in the way, because they're feeling all this angst over the grading system. They have many, many questions that need to be answered. And she was quite blunt, Colleen Endorf, who teaches math at Sharon Center. And so now the teachers are speaking out. And she said she was speaking for herself and her colleagues. So,
how did the board react?
They listened. And the chairman said, yes, we understand. We've heard and we'll be monitoring it. And interestingly enough, Bob Whalen was there, who was their chairman of the Region 1 board and represents Sharon there. And he, too, had some concerns. He said, you know, we still don't I like to know the end game, and we don't know what the expectations are here. And everyone has touched on the idea that they don't know what they're going to do at the end of the year with the NYPs. They were asked that, and that was asked at the community meeting, and they don't have that answer yet. And this goes back to the complaints of the community members and the parents saying it was implemented too fast and not thought out completely.
Was Pam Vogel at that meeting?
No, Lisa Carter was at that
Lisa
meeting.
Carter was at
the assistant superintendent.
Right. Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm surprised I didn't see her name in with the other names of the Sharon Center School teachers who are retiring.
Yes.
takes a brave. I'll tell you what. It takes a brave teacher to come out and take that stance.
I agree with you. You know, it's hard to come out against your administration, but she did, and she made a plea. She was,
So now
we'll
see
what happens.
Now you've got parents, let's assess. Now you've got parents, teachers, and students.
Well, we always knew the teachers were against it. Always.
Yeah, it's
always.
Just, but they didn't
yes,
come
but
out.
You have to.
Yeah. So, yes, we have the three, well, four, if you count parents, students, community members who don't have kids there who are concerned, and now teachers.
Okay, that seems to be sufficient number of pillars to perhaps address
now,
it.
A couple of significant retirements are coming up at Sharon Center School.
Yeah, that was a big discussion as well. Again, declining enrollment is a big issue, and they're looking for ways. The board is looking for ways to keep the finances down. They're getting pressure, and so Judy Gaffney, the long time library media specialist,
she replaced someone who's there forever. how could I forget this? Oh God,
good work, guys.
My aunt's best friend through high school. I want to say Donna, but I'm probably wrong.
Donna Akjar.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
You're right. That's who was there before. You're right. And Terry DePastor, who teaches middle school, they offered them a package giving them $15,000 in each of the next 2 years. And so they're taking it, and the board had a long discussion about the library media specialist and decided they're going to try it for a year without. There is a paraprofessional in there. And some of the other schools in the region don't have library media specialists. So they're going to copy what goes on there and see how it works out. Boy, it's such a change in the
philosophy.
Landscape.
It's not a landscape, the philosophy of education in Region 1.
That's really fascinating. This is a personal interjection, but I was just thinking in the car, given everything that is coming out about learning and what you have to do to keep a brain, model a brain so that you can think critically and how important that is, I was just thinking, at least with the radio station, blah, blah, Marshall and I don't have to undo a bunch of things because we just never went there anyway. And so I'm listening going, you would think that the most important thing you could have is a librarian, someone teaching kids how to access information. And so, as I say, just a personal opinion note, just shocking.
Well, the scary thing about the paraprofessionals in a library is that how long till they start now going down to the arts and cutting those?
Yeah, well, it's a big question. And with these smaller schools, you know, most of the arts people are part-time.
Yeah.
If they are to leave, it's going to be hard to replace, or they're going to have to be very creative and doing it regionally. And they talked about that, too, with the librarian. Is there a way to have one librarian for several schools? And Karen Manning, the principal, pointed out that it is very difficult to find part-time special subject people. It's a quandary because you're also dealing with these declining enrollments and increasing costs, less from the state or nothing from the state in some cases, and taxpayers, an aging population who have to fund all this. There are now 139 students at Sharon Center School.
It's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing, yeah. So, so again, I can, as you say, Marshall, Region 1, the gift that keeps on giving. I'm sure there are going to be more things coming out.
And I don't know if anybody's seen the Community Crossroads put out by the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, but take a look at that, and it gives you the local demographic indicators, the 2025 population and 2040 population, and this should open a lot of eyes even more.
Really?
Oh, absolutely scary.
Yep.
Absolutely scary.
But that's if things stay exactly the same, right? Is that extrapolated from now?
It's extrapolated through a lot of information.
Okay.
And it's not done by schools. It's done by states and other agencies. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty scary.
As to the numbers going down?
Oh, yeah.
Numbers go
down drastically.
The numbers go down and the age goes up.
Except in one town, North Canaan is the only, North Canaan and even Falls Village will gain a few.
Really?
But everybody else, drastic reductions.
Wow. Yeah, and, town leaders have to think about this. There's so many implications. It's transportation, it's housing, it's health services. It's huge, huge impact. So, yes, you're right. We have to keep looking at that.
So, politics. Politics did used to be about the longer term.
Yeah. So we had a busy weekend. Got to the parties, the library parties at Falls Village, the midwinter party in the village, and the food there was incredible. They had poetry reading and Name That Tune and all kinds of fun things, and then I trekked in the snow to Cornwall, where they had the Dancing Under the Stars with Jive by Five, and again, food that was just perfect for a snowy winter night, and lots of good things going on. And then the snow came. And then upcoming week, we have Cornwall Selectmen tomorrow night. Today's nothing because of the holiday. Everybody's taking off. So, and I think Sharon,
Board of Selectmen meet tomorrow with
tomorrow.
A special, it's a budget meeting.
Yeah. To the 20th. Yes,
yeah.
It's a budget meeting. They're working just on budgets. And then come this weekend, we have, there are things going on. There's a stroll, the winter stroll in Cornwall,
and Norfolk has their winter weekend as well.
Oh, that's always fun. That's always good. And there's other things going on, which I just, it's skipping my mind here.
But we hope that the winter weather's back for the week for the winter weekend.
For the weekend.
I think the ice carving might be on hold in Norfolk.
Oh dear, a little bit warm.
It's going to be in the 70s on Wednesday, and then it's going to drop off. So it might get down to the 30s by the weekend.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look like it's going to really cool off that much.
Well, I feel for them, but boy, I'm happy to get rid of the ice and the snow here. So. I cannot find my calendar, but yes, there are things going on Saturday I'm sure we'll be busy and out there. And again, I'm sure there will be more stuff coming out of the schools and everything else.
And if anybody in Falls Village is listening, they're looking for an alternate to the Region 1 Board of Education.
Yes, they are. And the Kellogg Board has decided to do a full search for a principal. Lexi Juke has been the interim this year after Jenny Law left, and they decided they're going to do a search. They're encouraging Lexi to apply very much, but they feel that they should do a full search. Yeah. Yes, the Sharon Chili Dinner.
That's right. That is happening on this weekend.
Always fun. That's at the Firehouse, and it's a great night. That's the Sharon Women's Club. And also the FFA Alumni Dinner is this Saturday. This is FFA week, and they're going to be having all sorts of events at the school. And the Canaan Cub Scouts are having a huge banquet at the high school on Saturday during the day. So
all right.
There's lots to be done, and I don't think I'll be bored.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, guys, have a good week.
Take
you
care.
Too. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can always find her and the Republican American at rep-am.com on the web.